Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
What does it take to become an Irish citizen? Because last year, over 5,000 people took part in the citizenship ceremony that is actually coming up in a few weeks' time. But what does it involve? And what does it mean to become a conferred Irish citizen? Well, Lunchtime Live's regular US voice, Gina London's with me in studio today, all decked out in green because you were soon to be an Irish citizen. How are you?
I am great. Yeah. On June 23rd, I'll be down in Killarney with hundreds of other people and their families, and I will be signing that fidelity oath, and I could not be happier.
Explain to me why somebody who from the States, I know you're living here now a couple of years.
Yeah, 10 years already.
Yeah. Proud American, really wants to be a proud Irish woman.
Absolutely. Because, well, this, first of all, this is home. This is where my daughter goes to school. This is where my business is registered. This is where I live every day. And coming here, though, the idea to actually make it official appealed to me because, first of all, it legitimizes everything that you're doing. I'm already paying taxes, and I'd love to have that passport, which also opens the door to being a real member of the EU community. And that offers choice for my daughter if she wants to go to university, other places. Yeah. It just legitimizes the rest of our life and gives us that choice. And for me, it means everything, and I'm really, really happy.
From the moment you made the decision to move to the Emerald Isle from stateside, was that always part of the plan?
No, I wouldn't think. I don't think I had that kind of foresight. I was just trying at that time to make a living and start to meet friends and see where the road took me. But it has really progressed in a way that I'm so proud of. And I am a columnist over at the Sunday Independent in the business section. And I am dedicating the next 4 weeks up until the 23rd to write about it. Yeah. So, get ready if you don't want to read about my journey. But I'm going to talk about the lessons I've learned, the people that have made an impact, because, of course, I could not have done this alone.
Yeah. Who's made an impact, though?
Well, certainly, first and foremost, I think my solicitor team from Philip Lee, that they've helped me with all the paperwork, and there's a lot. You can apply online now, but when I started the process, that wasn't an option for me, and I am awful with paperwork.
Right.
And then my assistant, I call her my chief of staff, Julia, because she does more than make scheduling. She also helped crack the whip and say, hey, you need to get this paperwork and this paperwork. I had to document, because I do travel a lot for business out of Ireland, I had to document with every single time I left the invitation from a company as to why and to who paid for it, so I could verify that I wasn't just going on holidays or living a dual life or something. So there's a lot of legitimization of why you're here, and to make sure that you're budding, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. But it has been an arduous journey, and the people that referred me, you have to have letters of recommendation. So former TD Josefa Madigan, the president of UNICEF Ireland, Peter Power, the chair of UNICEF Ireland, Paul Connolly.
So there's a lot of work involved.
There's been
in this.
So many amazing people, and it's a lot of work. But again, I could not even envision it when we first landed here in 2015.
Do you sit any kind? You don't sit any kind of a test or anything, sure? You don't.
No,
there's no
you don't.
General knowledge quiz.
Which is interesting in contrast to someone who, well, now immigration to the United States is a whole other segment, a whole other conversation. But if you get to that place in the United States, you have 100 questions, and then they'll give you 10, and you need to get, I believe, 80% of that. But there's nothing like that here, although I would like to say I think I could pass it, because
you probably know more than most of us. This is the sad reality. It's funny, a friend of mine, Irish girl living in Canada, has become now a Canadian citizen, but it's a pretty arduous examination. Like, there's quite a bit of study involved for the test to sit there.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I mean, I would not have said no to having taken a test. I mean, I jumped over every hurdle that was placed in my way, which includes listing every address that you've ever lived at from the time you were born, from all of the types of things that they're asking for you for Garda vetting, and just, there's a lot of paperwork that you need to verify that you've been here and that you're committed. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just a lot of organization that I don't always have.
Yeah, the admin side of it can be difficult. But on the personal on the personal side, explain to me, though, what it means to be Irish.
I think for me in particular, I remember one time in the summer when the sun was shining, which we hopefully still recall, even though it's been pretty bad the last couple of days. I remember driving down a country road in County Kerry, where I'm actually on the left side. I have my Irish driver's license. All those wonderful little low-hung stone walls are around. The music's going on. And I'm like, oh my God, I live here. I know how to drive these roads. I understand the flick that you give if you're on a one-lane road and another car's coming with your hand or with your lights to let them know. I feel like
I'm
becoming a part of it. Yes, I feel those little moments of I get that reference to something when I go to the Abbey at theater and watch a play that's about Ireland. I get the reference to some political hero that I never would have heard of before I came here. I get that song reference, or I get like, it's just that feeling of I have become, not obviously, there's so much yet for me to learn, and I don't have the legacy of family members, and I don't have any Irish heritage. So I had to go the startup enterprise program route, which was to form a business and to have that get organized first. But it has been an absolute feeling of I belong here. This is home.
Maria Dickinson is with us on the line as well. Maria, you're originally Liverpool, is that right? But you were conferred as an Irish citizen 2 years ago.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I had my ceremony in December 2023. And I'm very jealous because I'd love to do it all over again.
Why? I've never been to any of the conferring ceremonies.
It was the most gorgeous day. And I have to say, I wasn't really expecting it to be anything particularly special. But genuinely, it would be up there with, you know, the day I got married and the birth of my kids in terms of memorable, important days in my life. It was just, it was incredible. I mean, you're in this huge room with, you know, thousands of people with incredible stories. I mean, for me, you know, I'm a British citizen. I could, you know, I had some voting rights here. You know, it was kind of a formality, but there was a young couple that I was sitting next to, and I don't know what their circumstances were, but they were there with the young baby, and it was clearly, you know, critical to their safety and for the future of their child. Like, they were very emotional, and they said a little prayer when they, you know, when the ceremony was finished, and it was, you know, it was clearly something very powerful for their future to be there. But just having all of these people who have come from around the world and are, you know, trying to contribute in their own way to Irish society. And the thing that I just loved when you say the declaration and you've got all these different accents and all these different voices in the room, but when everybody speaks together, it's the overall sound is an Irish accent, which is it just tingles down your spine. It really is.
So are you called to the stage individually, Maria?
No,
so it's a group.
You all kind of make your oath together, which is lovely. You know, it doesn't feel impersonal, and that you're kind of all there together. And everybody's in great form. You know, it's the smiliest day you could imagine.
And now that you've become an Irish citizen, or you are an Irish citizen for the past 2 years, what's changed? Has anything changed for you?
I mean, for me, it's, you know, the paperwork isn't nothing. You know, I've had a few runs at it over the years, but I think for me, it brought me a kind of sort of peace and comfort about where home really is for me now. I've lived here for nearly 25 years now, and, you know, I'm married, I have kids, and, you know, my friends are here, my life is here, my career is here. But there was just, it kind of just brought a kind of underlying comfort, I guess, and warmth. And people were so lovely. You know, everybody's used to be here. You know, I've worked here for a long time, but people, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but, you know, people were so welcoming on the day and so congratulatory. And, you know, people got me cards, and it was lovely. It really was. It was a very, very special day.
Did you do anything to mark the day?
I didn't, because my life is a bit chaotic. So I came home and I had a takeaway with my kids who made me a card saying happy being Irish day.
Did they? Brilliant. Fantastic. You didn't lose the accent anyway.
No, that still hangs on.
You're not going to adopt one of these now mad American diddly-eye Irish accents, Jean, are you?
No, you know, it was for the first year that I moved here, I was down in Cork, and I was trying to, like I mentioned, I was trying to assimilate. So I was ordering Barry's tea, and I went into different things. I was in the Dunn store going to the checkout line, and the clerk there, this older lady, said, "Well, how are you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm grand." And she says, No, it doesn't suit you. So that was my call out right away. Don't try it. Don't even do it. My accent's going to give me away. But my heart and my knowledge and my care, and like Maria said, my life is here now, even though my accent is still from over there.
We're delighted to have you. Have you plans for the day? It's in Killarney, isn't it?
It's in Killarney, and I am grateful that I've got friends who own a couple of hotels down there, and so I've got a room because the place is mobbed. Yeah. I didn't even think about it. Of course, everybody's down there who are on holiday anyway, but then because of the ceremony, when I called my friend, she said, oh my gosh, everybody, like Marie was saying, comes with their family and then they make it a big event. So you can only take one adult in with you. And my daughter is 17, so I can't bring her. But I have a really great girlfriend who's been with me all along. She's been like, we do work together and she's been like a producer for me on many things. And she's down from Cork. She's going to come over. So my dear Irish friend is going to come and join me.
You might have a nice meal or something.
Absolutely.
To celebrate
we'll mark
the day.
It in some
you
way
have to wear this green dress, Yvonne.
I'm wearing
so
this green dress every day until June 23rd.
Kevin in Donegal has got in touch to say, welcome home, Gina. I'm wondering, are you going to change your surname though? Will you now become Gina Ireland?
That is exactly what I lead my column with on this Sunday in the Independent. Jay over at the gym said, you need to change it from Gina London to Gina Dublin.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Listen, thanks a million for popping into us today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, no, nice to get a little insight into what it means to become an Irish citizen. That is Gina London, Maria Dickinson. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.